Welcome to the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference Podcast.
When a manager wants to use measures as a goal or a threshold, it is a sign that they don't really understand the dangers involved.
That's Martin Klubeck, strategy and planning consultant for the University of Notre Dame. He spoke with Carol Hall at the EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference. This conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.
Thanks for joining us today, Martin.
You're welcome, and feel free to call me Marty.
So, Marty, you say that the simpler the metrics, the better. But how does a complex IT organization with many moving parts get simple metrics? Can you discuss the report card method and other ways to make complex metrics more simple?
First of all, the problem is that most organizations, regardless of its level of complexity, wants to fill a box and have metrics. Or more accurately, they want data. Management loves data. Everybody loves data. And they want measures that tell them how the organization is doing. Because, well, you know, that's a lot easier than actually walking around and talking to the people in the organization. So the problem is that to get the organization to agree to simple metrics, which is what I propose, and there's more effort involved in doing simple metrics than actually in just grabbing data. So the first part, the problem is not so much to make simple metrics, but to convince an organization to invest the effort to do simple metrics. To make the metrics simple requires, like I said, a lot more work than gathering just the data that's available, and the organization has to be willing to expend those resources. So the question comes up, and you asked the second part of the question is, can you discuss the report card method and other ways to make complex metrics more simple? And the report card is the method that we're using to try to simplify our metrics and to make them as simple as possible. But as Einstein says, we try not to make them simpler than possible. The two key components of our methodology which make it simple are the use of triangulation and expectations. Triangulation dictates that we collect three or more different viewpoints for the measures we're going to use. If we're looking at how well we deliver a service, for example, we need to have an objective internal view of how well we're doing. It would be nice to also have an external view in which we ask the customer. And finally, we want an external objective view where we don't have to ask, but we can see. So the three of those become delivery, customer satisfaction, and usage, respectively. By looking at all three, we have created a simple check and balance for our perceptions. Each permutation indicates different things for us to investigate. For example, if our internal data shows that we are doing an excellent job in delivery, which are normally availability, speed, and accuracy, and the customer is highly satisfied, but then our usage is poor, that tells us a distinct story and a distinctly different story than if we had a modest internal report, modest customer satisfaction, and high usage. So triangulation allows us to keep from falling into the fallacy of a silver bullet. And the second key is the use of expectations, not goals and thresholds. A lot of managers have problems with this, but we advocate it and we stand on that pretty strongly because the risks in using metrics are much greater than the benefits. Most organizations are probably not even ready to actually use metrics. When a manager wants to use measures as a goal or a threshold, it is a sign that they don't really understand the dangers involved. For each measure used in the report card, there are expectations. Meeting expectations means that the results fall within an expected range. Exceeding those expectations or failing to meet them are both anomalies, and neither are a good thing. It is obvious when we fail to meet expectations that it is not good. In fact, most managers invariably translate that in their heads to mean, oh, threshold, but it's not. The proof comes when the other anomaly occurs, when we actually exceed our expectations. Like failing to meet expectations, this indicates something's wrong. In the case of exceeding, we may be expending too many resources where we shouldn't be. We might want to rearrange and realign where we spend our efforts. Expectations are defined based on where we believe we should be if we are healthy. Those expectations don't change unless something changes to the processes surrounding them. Another quote I like, and it's another Einstein quote, is it's basically insanity to keep doing the same things the same way and expect to see different results. Expectations can't change unless something has changed, and it has to be the underlying processes. Expectations are not goals, and they are not stretch goals, and they are not thresholds.
You say that an organization can start with effectiveness measures before graduating to efficiency, employee satisfaction, or leadership visibility. What is the best approach for an organization with little or no metrics in place as they get started?
Well, actually, it's exactly that, to start with effectiveness metrics. If we look at the four major types of metrics, we see that all of them help define how the organization functions. Effectiveness takes a customer-centric point of view. Efficiency takes a business point of view. Employee satisfaction is a workforce point of view. And visibility is a leadership point of view. The best place to start is with the customer's point of view because it provides the best return on investment and is the easiest to do. The ROI is clear because if you don't have customers, most businesses are out of business. Even if you don't have a fee-for-service setup, you're still going to be out of business if you have no customers. So the customer view is also the easiest because it gives you the best chance of avoiding the dangers metrics inherently bring to the table. You have the best chance of convincing management not to use the data for individual performance evaluations. You have the best chance at convincing the organization to use the data as intended to help it find areas for improvement and provide insight to how well the customer feels the services are providing for their needs. So pick just one service and develop effectiveness measures for that service. Use triangulation, so we're going to make sure that we hit delivery, customer satisfaction, and usage, and use expectations to determine if the service is healthy. Were there anomalies, positive or negative, exceeding or not meeting, investigate and determine if there are opportunities for improvement.
What are some of the mistakes you see organizations making in their approach to IT metrics?
Oh, there's always tons of pitfalls, especially when I talk about metrics. Again, remember that metrics, there's more dangers than benefits. So the most common mistakes I find with metrics are the misuse of metrics. There really is only one good, valid response to a metric, to investigate. But the mistake is made all around. As developers, we share data, measures, and some information rather than take the time to fully flesh out the metric and tell the whole story so that that whole story is clearly evident to the person receiving the metric. Then management takes our error and compounds it by looking at the data and doing what management does best, solving problems. It doesn't really matter if there was a problem to begin with. If we show data versus showing a complete metric to management, they're going to solve something with it. It's their nature. It's what they do well. Also, metrics are misused because they are used to manage people. I think this may be the single most common error. When we use metrics for determining rewards or punishment, we end up chasing data rather than a goal or the intent that the data was an indicator for. I disagree totally with the quote, "We improve what we measure." We definitely change what we measure, but that isn't always in a good way. If we as workers know that management is judging us based on metrics, our goals, you know, become pretty clear that making those metrics look good is our goal. Sometimes this is okay as it may result in the actual change you wanted, but that's usually dumb luck. If the metric is anything less than comprehensive, we more than likely end up chasing the data instead of chasing the goal. Pretty much any measure you can identify, and we can even play the game of doing so, can be misused in this way. To be comprehensive enough to avoid this problem would require that you collect so much data on so many different facets of the operation that it quickly becomes way too costly. Metrics have to be a tool used equally by those collecting, reporting, and viewing it, and never used as the actual measure of success. They are only indicators.
Wonderful words of advice, because they can certainly be utilized to arrive at the wrong goal, and I've seen that several times in my lifetime. Thank you, Marty. We appreciate you helping us with this topic today and helping us to understand it and the great directions and insights into something that you're obviously very passionate about. So we thank you.
Thank you.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 Annual Conference Podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. I'm Jerry Bain. Thanks for listening.